Millionaires and Sports Show. Got me in my hormones, all gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions, you about to hit a Dimitri and bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink. You talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me. When it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday. I be locked in.
Okay, hurry up. I just pressed record.
We're back. Let me get there.
It's a little low.
There we go.
There it is.
Amy loves us.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I got to get her some stuff.
Right.
I didn't follow up.
You didn't follow up.
I didn't follow up.
But she did her job, I noticed. You did not do your job.
I wouldn't say I didn't do my job. I didn't do my job well.
Right.
Yeah, but I did. I did part of it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, come on, man. The guy's welcome. Busy. I'm busy. We're all busy.
Listen, let's welcome him back. Welcome back to the Sports Show. Cheers to you.
Cheers, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
This is episode 2 of the Sports Show. Should be 3. I was on the IR last week. I had to call it in. I was on the disabled list. Ladies and gentlemen, I got sick. And a lot of people thought I had the cove. I did not. I repeat, I did not have the cove. But as you can feel it, I got a little bit of the nasal thing.
Yeah. It's been a busy week.
Wow.
Well, it kind of worked out because we got the tap to hop off the bench and do the live show again on the CJSW.
That was big.
So for, you know, roster, let's get back to it. Sports show. Yeah, this is technically episode 3, but it's actually episode 2. But really episode 181.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
So,
right, yeah.
Anyways, you know what? I can't even explain at this point. But look, episode 181. Let's give you a bit of a refresher.
Yeah.
The sports show. That's what it's called across the board.
That's right.
Instagram.
Yeah.
All social media. Twitter at sports show YYC.
YYC.
And then same thing. If you're already following the YouTube, that's great. But if you're not, the Sports Show TV on YouTube, please follow us there. And of course, Facebook, the Sports Show, everywhere else. You can just search it up that way. You see the beautiful logo. And this week we're going to try to keep it
on. Yeah, it's going to try to be on the whole time.
The whole time.
God willing. All right, let's see what
but
we can
do. But we got, and we're also the second Tuesday of every month on the CJSW 90.9 FM.
Right.
Which we were there on Monday. They were doing the funding drive. Mm-hmm. Actually, technically, as we record right now, they still are.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they got 2 more days to do it until October 29th. So if you do want to donate, just go cjsw.com/donate.
Right.
If you are going to do it to the podcast, which would help us out, you just put CJSW Originals on the website. And then you can call in.
Yeah.
It's like a telephone.
What is it? 403-220-5000. You can't mess that up. You can't mess it up.
Easy. It's like buying a vacuum.
Yeah.
The vacuum 5000. Well, guess what? Same with them. But we were happy. We did the 1 hour spot, Mitch, which was a bit different.
It was different. So what they did, it was Dimitri and I doing it for the first time live. Literally over the radio waves. If you were on the 90.9 between 8 and 9 of Monday night, you heard me and Dimitri. And then what you also probably heard was a little background noise because they left both the doors open. So we weren't
used to it.
They want us to encourage us.
Mitch, they're not used to people with that kind of energy.
Oh, yeah. And then the people after us were like, can we borrow some of your energy? We're like, how can you not be high right now? Like, we are live.
On positivity.
On positivity, exactly. No, it was fun. It was good. And to be honest, I mean, I know they're around the $100,000 mark. They're doing some great things over there. And we had a good time, but we were kind of just easing into it because a lot of people were in our space. You know what I mean? So we weren't used to it.
And it was a different format. We played some music in between.
Yeah, that was the weird part.
It's kind of nice, but you're not used to it.
Nothing better than jock jams.
We're true professionals.
That's right.
We adapt.
We did.
We delivered.
Mm-hmm.
We performed.
Yes, we did.
And I'm sorry to say, we're not on the radio anymore.
No, but we're done. Hey, there it is. That was our one chance, and we blew it.
No, we are good. We are good. We are great. Speaking of blowing chances, I got to tell you, I was at the listen to this.
Yeah, please tell everyone this wicked story, please. Yeah, start it off good.
The Stampeders, they really blew their chance.
Right.
Okay. And so did my friends, the Wolfpack, and I'm talking to all of you. So check it out. So, buddy of ours,
excuse me one second. I'm going to help you out. You're calling your friends out on this?
Yeah. Well, I don't need to call them out anymore. I got to call them out for actually, I should thank them for pulling the greatest maneuver of all time.
Okay.
And it worked out for me. So check it out. So there's a CFL game. We're in Calgary. Calgary Stampeders hosting the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Big rivalry. All of my Americanos over there, big rivalry.
This is the equivalent of Bo Sox Yankees.
Yeah, Oklahoma Longhorns.
What else? USC and Oregon.
Bert and Ernie.
Harvard, Yale.
Skeletor He-Man. You name it.
You get the point.
Okay? It's big.
Yeah.
So needless to say, so the one buddy, Dr. Ryan Todd.
Dr. Ryan
our
Todd.
Our very own.
Yeah.
He coordinates the tailgate.
Dr. Two Names. Yeah.
Dr. First Name. So he organizes the tailgate and he goes, okay, so there's like 18 of us going to this thing.
Right.
It's fantastic, right? He's a Saskatchewan fan. He's from Saskatchewan. Yeah, so
makes sense.
Needless to say, he gets it all set up. He's like, okay, guys, game time is 7:45 p.m.
Right.
Which it's end of October. Okay. So it's cold. It was raining like torrential downpour the whole day. So all of you that follow social media kind of know where I'm going with it. But for those who don't, I'll get you up to speed. So me being the excited person that I am, you know, COVID, it seems like we're turning the corner again together with some friends. 5 o'clock, the tailgate starts. I get there right at 5. So I'm waiting. I walk the grounds. I don't see anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not a big deal. Hey, right. give or take a couple minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure traffic.
It happens.
It happens.
It's, you know, people want to get out. It's
right.
a Saturday night.
Right.
So I'm waiting. Nothing. Finally, I put the call in. And I say, where are you guys?
Yeah, where are you parked?
So Sign Graphic 7,
uh-huh.
he comes back to me. He goes, listen. He goes, we're just leaving the house. Right. Look, I'm rolling up the sleeves. That's how excited I'm getting into this. He goes, I'm just leaving the house.
Uh-huh.
We should be there soon. I go, be here soon. I go, hold on a sec. So now you know I'm a math guy.
Right.
Now I'm doing the math.
And you know your guys.
15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Set up.
Right.
Get the gas going.
Yeah.
I know they got burgers and hot dogs. There's a steakhouse, ladies and gentlemen, owned by Greeks, might I add.
Right.
Iconic
good people.
Place.
Yep.
Great people that have a restaurant. So what do I do? Table for one, please.
Yes, sir.
And while they're cooking their burgers.
Uh-huh.
So they got there. They go, where are you? I go, this is where I am. Dirty martini. Beautiful New York steak. It was fantastic. Now, you're going to say to me, what a remarkable story.
Pretty good.
Yeah. But it gets better.
Oh, it does. I know. That's what
so I just had to get that. Listen to this, guys. I am a 38-year-old father of two, proud man.
Sure. Okay? Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. So, all the above.
I say to myself, I know when the guys get together, we're going to be drinking. And I'm going to be responsible. So where the grounds are, my parents actually live pretty close. And how it worked is I go, okay, I'm going to drive my car over to my parents' house.
Right.
Leave the car there. I said, Dad, do you mind just dropping me off at the train station? It's like a 4-minute drive away. No big deal. I'll go. The game there. I stay over at my parents' house. No big deal.
Right.
It's a place I'm familiar with.
Yeah. 100%.
No big deal. Okay. So get in the car.
Yeah.
Dad drops me off.
Mm-hmm.
Before he drops me off, first of all, he gives me this raincoat. He's like, is it raining? So he gives me this raincoat.
Dad's, it never ends.
It's like his old construction raincoat.
Oh,
the thing
ones.
Was crazy. I was holding on to it. I go, no, don't touch this.
Yeah, yeah.
So he drops me off and he throws the curfew on me, Mitch.
Yeah.
He gets to the train station. He goes, okay, Dimitri, at 11:30, you be here.
You had a curfew and you're 38 and you're a father of two.
I did not. So I go, Dad. Yeah. We might stay after the game. Might have a couple of drinks. Don't worry. I'll take an Uber. I'll come home. It'll be like $20 max.
Yeah, right.
He goes, what are you going to do after the game? He goes, what more do you need to drink after the game?
He's got a point.
I go, Dad, just the buddies. We're there. We got the tailgate. He goes, like I said, you're either here at 11:30 or I'll be parked over there. But either way, 11:30, fine, 12, you're here. I'm like, oh, my God. And then he says to me, and if you're not, then phone your mother ahead of time, okay? Because I don't want to call at 1 o'clock to come pick you up. I go, Dad, I'll take the Uber. He goes, yeah, the Uber. Why are you going to waste your money? I'll come pick you up. And guess what?
Yeah.
Not only did I listen, they were there.
They were there.
Went home.
Together they came.
Together.
The mom and the dad.
The mom and the dad came. It was like a night.
I don't remember you telling me the mom was
there. So the best part is everyone, you know, your parents, you're like, okay, well, I'm drunk, but I can't act drunk. Like, you go back into high school mode.
Right.
So I'm trying to have an intelligent conversation. I'm like, your friend is a doctor. And you're telling us about COVID. And they see right through me. Eh? Like, you
know. Oh, yeah. They know all our tricks now. It's
next
easy.
Morning at the house.
Yeah.
I wake up at 9 a.m. I haven't done that in 5 years, ladies and gentlemen. Pancakes.
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 That's the way to do it.
I'm like, am I at Prince's house?
So basically, what are we saying? Get a divorce. Go back home. That's what we're saying to everybody. Go back. Abandon your families. Go back home. That's the moral of the story.
I got curfewed, man. I can't wait. At 38, my dad, that was my dad dictating.
Yeah.
But I'm listening. I had no choice.
I get it. I could see that happening. You know what? It is the best time of year. NHL just started. NBA just started. We are literally at the halfway point of the NFL. I'm actually kind of sad, but happy it's on. NCAA and the World Series going on as we speak. Dimitri, World Series, let's talk about it really quick.
In our new segment.
Yeah. Called. What is it called? Oh, yeah. It's called...
The Opening Drive.
The Opening Drive. That's right.
We just did that.
Yeah, we just did that. Boom, boom. I remember. I wrote it down.
Amy, put some... When you see this, yeah, give us some like opening drive music. Like a NASCAR.
Yeah.
The Opening Drive. Like maybe like a ding, ding.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight him on
this. So I'll cue it up again. Our next segment... The Opening Drive.
I like it. It's World Series time. It's the Atlanta Braves knocking out the defending champion, the Los Angeles Dodgers, taking on our favorite team. Real locker room talks, old favorite team. Now the sports show's new favorite baseball team. It's the Houston Astros. And ladies and gentlemen, the Astros are down 1-0. Game 2 is being played as we speak right now. Dimitri, am I excited about the World Series? Yes, but I'm more excited about Mattress Mack. Who's this? It's the basically 85, almost 90-year-old human being that sells mattresses, and he's a millionaire. But guess what? He loves the Astros, but what does he love more than mattresses? What does he love more than his Houston Astros? He loves to bet. $36 million is on the line because he picked them from day one to win this World Series. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you have no choice but to pick the Houston Astros to win this. Our team, everyone's team. They're not cheaters. They're winners.
Hey, they're just, like I said, if you're cheating, it means that you're engaged. It means a lot to you.
That's right.
That you don't want to let it go and you go to any lengths. You know what I don't understand? Mm. Why is, as a society, Mitch, we can forgive someone for, let's say, murdering someone to protect their child.
Right.
So they break the law, technically. But because it was a just cause.
Right.
And we can't give a pass to someone who wants to fulfill their childhood dream of winning a championship by
exactly
taking a steroid or two.
Or
corking a bath.
Exactly. Or hitting the garbage can a few times to know a fastball's coming or whatever.
Deflating a ball because it might, be an advantage to you.
Having video recordings of the signals, like with cameras right at the catcher's crotch.
Small stuff.
These are all effort moves. These aren't things that you just come up with last minute. This is time, precision. Yeah. You got to have the equipment.
Or
you got to invest some money into this.
Or, in my opinion, the least thing you could do, which is take your blood, put it in a spinner to get more oxygen, mm-hmm, reinject it in yourself so you can win a seventh time in a row.
That's
small
true
stuff, you guys.
Little
I don't
things
get it.
And one other thing. How serious is Mattress Mack about winning his $36 million? And I mean, I would be pulling out all the stops too. Yesterday, game one, he brings 55 nuns to the game. That's right. It's God's team too. That's what I'm just saying. That's when you know you can't go against him and God. He's pulling it out.
See, he's doing it wrong. The nuns, I love you. I respect you. I know you're close to God. But there's another guy who's a little closer to God. Get Brady put on the Astros jersey.
That's a good point.
And then it's a lock.
Then it's a lock.
Then I'd say double your money. But you know what? What do you think about this one here? What do you think about this World Series? They're down 1-0. What do you like? What do you see?
I'll tell you, this is the thing with Atlanta. What have I said for years about teams that get hot at the right time? Atlanta in August was like almost a 500 team. Then they caught wind. They just caught wind, they got excited, they got ahead of themselves. They finished with 88 wins, which in baseball, it's decent. It was a good year. They ended up winning their division. They get in, they do their thing. Boom. I don't know what to say. Houston should win because they are technically a better team on paper. But hey, if I've learned anything, just go with the hot hand. I hate to say it, Mattress Mack, but this is going to be a tough series. You might have to go to 7. You might need a 56th nun. You might have to bring one more down.
You might have to bring one more down, yeah from... from any denomination. I don't know, Mitch. I still believe in Houston. I want them to win just so they could shove it down everyone's throat
exactly
to say, look, we can win cheating and we can win without cheating.
Right.
I still think, I think they're the ones that need to adjust, right? Like you said, Atlanta comes in a little under-leveraged in comparison to a lot of teams that made it in. Hell, even the Dodgers that they just beat. And so they're running uphill the whole time. You look at Houston, they just knock off the Red Sox. I mean, you know, this is a, you know, this is a team that's beating the big game players.
That's right.
To get there, and it's almost like they're playing down.
Yeah.
It's not a knock on Atlanta, they're hot, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
right?
No.
They got to adjust. Once they figure it out, I think they're going to...
Baseball is that one sport where analytics plays a great role during the regular season. And maybe, you know, hey, listen, the other thing with Atlanta, who's their GM? Santopoulos. That's why I kind of have to cheat. I'm stuck. It's between God and the Greek. I don't know what to do over here. I don't
but
know.
But God is Greek from what good, we've been well, what we,
you know, for years I thought the same thing. I really did. Anyways, that's a whole other segment at another time. From there, let's go over to the NHL. It's our favorite segment. It's the dump and chase. Here we go. NHL's about six games into the season. And you know what? There's some teams that are surprising us right now, right off the bat. But it is an 82-game season. So with all that being said, relax. We'll figure it out. But it's time for the Sports Show Power Rankings. Hey, done. Here we go. We're going to start with the with the bottom, the creepers, the guys that are looking in.
Okay.
And the number one team that's looking in. No one expected this. Not anybody, especially the team from Buffalo. Yeah, the Sabres are playing some pretty good hockey right now. They're looking in. They're not in the top five, but they're looking in. At number five, hey, YYC. It's you, Calgary. I can't believe it. Yeah, you guys are on a roll right now out in the East doing some damage, smashing Jersey in the face, smashing the Rangers in the face, doing okay. At number five, it's the Calgary Flames.
Wow.
You like that one?
I do, but not unexpected. What'd I say?
Hey.
They're a creeper. They're at your window.
They're going to be in and out. In and out all year. At number four, it's the most boring team in all major league sports. It's the Minnesota Wild. Why? They're from Minnesota. We said it, but I got to give them a little respect. Yeah. Because, hey, they're playing good hockey right now. They're at number four.
Tough team, Mitch.
At number three, it's the team that everyone likes. But they also don't get a lot of love. But they get it from one guy on this show. And it's South Carolina George. It's the Hurricanes at number three. Again, consistency. Like the keg right down the middle.
Every time you walk in, you're walking out with a smile.
At number two, it's the St. Louis Blues.
Wow.
Now, here's a team undefeated, 5-0. They're saying, hey, try to touch us. You can't touch us. We're too hot. We're too good. St. Louis at number two.
Dropping the hammer.
Yeah. That means at number one that I'm leaving out two teams. No, I didn't leave out two teams. I made them both number one because I couldn't decide. I put the Edmonton Oilers undefeated at 5-0. And the team that everyone picked and they say is better than the other team that's from Florida, it's the Florida Panthers. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a tie at number one in the power rankings. Florida Oilers. Boom.
You know what, Mitch? Is this a preview?
Could be.
Is it a preview?
Could be.
The L finale. You know what? I like what you did with number one because it's completely spot on. You want to say the Oilers because the Oilers are expected to be that way. And McDavid's off to this incredibly hot start, which,
right,
by the way, doing the two per game.
He's doing it.
So far.
You're on pace. You're on pace.
So as dynamic as they are, you're like, oh yeah, they're going. But I think you're right in saying that Florida needs to be co-number one because they're doing it in a different way and, dare I say, in a more dangerous way.
I agree. From there, we got to tell you about the impotent list. This is the list that you don't want to be on. It's going to be brought to you by Blue Chew. I'm going to get them on, I promise you, because it makes sense. It makes sense. Where you want to be is at number five, not at number one here. So at number five, hey, Las Vegas. Hey.
Really?
We picked you guys to basically win the West with ease. Not doing very well right off the start. Obviously, a little COVID tiredness. You guys started off your literally NHL franchise right off the hop. But hey, a couple of weeks into NHL 2022, I don't like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and I didn't like what I saw the other day in the game they played. No, that's not Vegas style.
No, that's not Vegas style.
Talking about a team that's rolling the dice this year.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey.
At number four, it's you, Flyers. What again? What's wrong with you guys? Every year you guys are there. You have something. You're missing something. Again, I don't know. Flyers.
They're a paper team, Mitch.
It's a paper team. It's weird.
I don't get it. I mean, I don't hate it because I'm a Pittsburgh fan.
No, I know you love it, yeah.
So I'm kind of, I like, especially Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't know, something about them.
Their symbol, you know what? For years, I always liked their symbol, but I always found it weird. But now I really like it. And gritty is the best thing about your hockey team. That's a problem.
You know what I don't understand? They're called the Philadelphia Flyers.
Right.
And there's the company called the Radio Flyer that makes the best tricycle maybe ever of all time.
True.
Cross promotion?
Could work.
The Philly Radio Flyers just for a day?
Just for a day.
I'm just saying.
I like it. Marketing. At number three, it's you, Montreal Canadiens. Look, I was going to throw you up higher, but you at least got one win under your belt. It's the only reason you're not higher. And hey, congrats to you guys being the first team. You're going to go into the record books because Seattle beat you at home. They got their first win ever against you guys. So hey, congratulations, but hey, you're number three on the
impact. Yeah, you know what? Remember a few weeks ago we were given flack to all the sportscasters, TSN, the Score, all of them. They wanted to ride the Montreal train just to look smart. Guys, You got your number one D-man's out. Mm-hmm. Your number one goalie's out. Mm-hmm. Forwards, you've been depleted. A couple people decided to sign elsewhere. What are you guys expecting? No way.
No.
This team, horrible.
Bye-bye.
Worst. You're looking at the worst Canadian team of the year.
Oh, and that's something to say, Toronto. Anyways, at number two... it's the Arizona Coyotes. Oh, okay. Coyotes, you know what? They haven't won a game. I had to the Coyotes fire, there. I had to do it.
Don't they're going to put the Maple Leafs there. They've been like
maybe.
Oh, my God.
Did I do it?
No.
Hey, Tampa Bay. No, it's the Chicago Blackhawks at number one. They haven't won a game. They have some firepower. They had actually a great season last year. Decent, I mean, compared to relative that where they should have been. Now the true showing. Now this team is... saying, oh, right, last year we were supposed to suck. Okay, we're here now. We suck.
No, I still think this team, and not because they're my dark horse.
Right.
But I think they'll turn it around. It's just it's a cohesive thing. It's a mesh thing.
It's a mesh thing. Yeah, I get
they'll be fine once they catch a group.
I want to bring this up really quickly. It's a quick dump and chase, quick punch if we have to.
Okay.
Ovi's on fire right now. He's actually second in the league in scoring. He's got 7 goals, which brings him now to 157 goals. Long story short, you do a couple of math, he needs to average 33 goals for the next 5 years to catch Gretzky. Does he do it?
Yeah, of course. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Of course he's going to do it, Mitch, because you're not... guys, look. Roster. And
it's not that I don't want to see him win.
Mitch, stop stretching during the show. I get it. You're old. What are you, my dad? Do I gotta finish the podcast in 7 minutes now? You always do that. You pose question.
I'm just saying.
You did that. You know what?
I did ask you.
I didn't want to bring it up because you did this. You did this on the radio on Monday too.
Yes, I did.
You with the LeBron Jordan thing.
Ah, right. Okay?
You pose a question. You don't let me. You don't. You do it again.
Ready? No.
You pose a question. You don't let me fully answer.
Right.
You just keep interrupting, and then you leave me 30 seconds at the end, and I look like a fool. You don't think I didn't know what you did to me live on air? You know what this means to me?
It's because
you son of a bitch.
Listen to me very carefully. Hey, you're gonna put your hands on me after that, right? Number one.
Now what are you gonna do? Is this
for real? You want? But we've said this before. You know I'll wreck you. You know I'll kill you. I'll stab you in the throat on TV
You have to stand on
You
had to stand on a milk crate to get the phone recording.
We got because of the phone, the angle that you decided to put it on.
Because what? Because the thing's like 6'2" and a half?
No, it's at least 6'5". Where we have an angle. So at least it's 6'5".
I'm dying, man.
All right, so you think he's going to do it?
Yes, because people are looking at the final number saying, oh my God, in 5 years, is he going to do it? No, you guys are forgetting, and you're forgetting everything. In 3 years from now, okay, the guy's going to be so close. He's going to be 2 or 3 seasons away from it.
Right.
That's it.
But he's got to score 33 per, man. 33 per is for a guy of Ovechkin's talent. At one age, like if he was to be allowed to be 30 for the rest of his life, man, all day. But he, like everyone else of us,
but he
gets
can
older.
Just, dude, he can do that in his sleep.
Oh, come on.
If he's dialed in on the power play alone, he still got the shot. And the other thing is he'll keep playing to break it because when he gets in within 50,
right?
Okay, he's going to be energized. He's going to be incentivized.
Sure.
Okay, so
I hear Mitch, you're right.
You've seen other people play like that.
Sure.
They're 40, 41. And
different records.
Yes, but...
different kind of records.
Look, are Gretzky's, no question, is the more impressive of the two.
Right.
Okay, because of how he did it and how long it took him to do it. But the reality is he going to break it as long as he's healthy? Mm-hmm. Yes, he is, because he's going to get so close to. Why wouldn't you? You're telling me that.
It's not that I don't think he wants to. Of course he wants to. He just won't be able to. There's two different things.
Different age. I'll give it to you. Healthier.
If the guy can play another 10 years, he'll get it. If he's got 10 years in him.
Guys were retiring at 35. This guy is plugging 30, 40 goals a season at 35.
I hear you. I just don't see it happening. I'm sorry.
He might throw in steroids, because really, did
they? You know what? If he starts doing,
do they check for juice?
I think they check something. They check for Sudafed, so they must check. Really? Yeah, exactly. From there, let's bounce it over to the NBA. They just started. Milwaukee's looking great as the defending champions. Giannis and the boys are looking good. You know, Brooklyn Nets, hey, you guys have all the talent, but a couple of your guys don't want to get vaccinated. Well, one of your guys doesn't want to get vaccinated, so I don't know. It's really kind of up to there.
Maybe they should be the Brooklyn Ivermectins.
Oh, boy. I like that. Not bad. Not bad. I like that. Where that's coming from. Lakers, you know what? Hey, a lot of offseason moves. They said, hey, we got to punch it up a little bit. And weirdly enough, no pun intended there, on the bench the other night, it's Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis get a little handsy during the handsy time. They got a little handsy. Started pushing each other. And then after, they said, no, don't worry about it. Basically, it's like the Greek community council meetings. Fights, but we don't talk about it.
Yeah, but the best part is, in front of everyone in your own community, you lay it on the line. The moment a foreigner comes in, you're like, whoa.
We're good. This is how we do it. 2 seconds ago, you just saw it. We almost went at it, and look at that. Nothing happened. Just all talk.
Not good. Not a good look.
What I did want to say, since it's so early in the season, really nothing to report, but because it's the 75th season of the NBA, they said, hey, let's pick the 75 greatest players in the NBA. And a couple of names were left off the list. I want to see, do you think that they were rightfully left off the list or they should be on the list? First one up is Kyrie Irving. He was left off the list, but should he be on?
No.
You really?
Kyrie Irving?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Out of 75 people?
Out of 75,
yeah. He's good, but is he great?
He's good, man. Yeah, he's a good player. He's got a couple of championships under his belt.
I don't know, Mitch. Not yet.
Really? Not yet. You know what, Kyrie? I'm not going to lie to you. No. I actually respect you, man. I know this whole situation's a little off.
He's too much of a supporting piece. I'm sorry.
Oh, I disagree. This guy can lead. The guy can lead. He's got the temperament.
No, he can't lead.
He can lead.
No, they fall apart, Mitch, and he only goes where there's great players.
Hold on a second. Cleveland picked them first overall because they sucked. P.S. I wonder who was on the team prior to him getting there. I won't say anything. Anyways, number two.
You mean the guy that won their only championship?
You mean the guy that's won 4 out of 10?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
I know what you're
saying. I'm just saying. All right, second guy up. Klay Thompson of the Golden State Warriors was left off the list.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Really?
Play a career, man. I want to see it all. I'm sorry.
See, there's a guy I would say to you. This is where I would agree. He's not the role player. But hey, Raptor fans, let's not be a little selfish here. If Klay doesn't get hurt during that Raptors game,
don't say it.
Man. Well, it's true. Wow. I mean, the stats showed the guy was ripping it up, and then all of a sudden he tore his knee. And I'm telling you, he would have beat us by himself. He was on fire that game.
Yeah, that's true.
With all due respect,
and Klay, Durant kind of hurt himself.
I'll just say
we won,
but we did win. Raptors for life. And last one, two more, real quick. Tracy McGrady left off the list.
Not right.
Not right.
That one's not right.
See, where? No. But he hasn't won a championship.
Yeah, no.
But these other guys have one.
But he's like the Dan Marino. Enough. No, he.
Really? Yeah,
no.
McGrady's all right, then I'm even more curious about the last one. Vince Carter left off the list.
Yeah, disagree as well. And not because of the Carter McGrady. The guy did wonders everywhere. He played.
He's the guy that played for 40 years. He played four different decades.
Yeah.
I mean, not 40 years, but you get the point.
I didn't like that one. The other one's a little weird. Kyrie and Klay Thompson, it's not that they don't deserve to be there one day. It's just not yet. They got to put a few more reps in, Mitch. Yeah. That's all.
Well, it's that time of the show. It's everyone's favorite segment. It's a 60-second snap count.
Already?
Oh, it sure is, little buckaroo.
Let me get my notes.
Let me get the clock ready. Look at this. I put it around my thing like a coach.
We are rolling right through this podcast.
Now, on Monday, Dimitri did some wonders on Monday. He, again, was under the one-minute mark. He's never gone over the one-minute mark. Ladies and gentlemen, this record could be the one that Ovechkin will never break either. This is the other one. Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And go.
All right, we start with the Broncos and the Browns. Guess what? That is a lot of orange on the field. Speaking of orange, you glad to be a Pats fan after a 54-point win? Speaking of points, there is something that KC just can't get done, especially the other day. Look, speaking of the other day, I'm going to tell you right now, we learned that a falcon can beat up a dolphin. Speaking of falcon, there is no falcon way that the Lions are going to win a game this year. Speaking of winning a game, Cardinals continue their undefeated streak to 7-0. Speaking of undefeated, more like undisputed. Undisputed, Brady, another number one with 600 plus passing TDs. Speaking of passes, hey, Indy, San Fran, why would you even bother trying to pass during a torrential downpour? It does not make any sense. And quite frankly, I got to give you a lot of flack for that one. And speaking of flack, Joe Flacco back in the mix, baby. And he's back with the Jets. And they'll sign anyone because that's the 60-second snap count.
Buddy, this one was as close as it's ever going to be. 59.40. You were that here. This is as your coach, as I was watching, it's the no Falcon way. You hesitated. That caused the 1 second delay here. Ladies and gentlemen, he's done it again. You got to give the guy the respect that he deserves. 60-second snap count with Dimitri. 59.4.
I felt that one. I was
that you were. There was something going on there. I felt like you were playing with.
You know what? I was destiny. Look.
I jinxed you because I was talking about it.
No. Roster, let me tell you something. You don't think I don't know how to toy with your emotions? You guys are looking for me to crack. I do the pause. I do the stutter. I got the timing down now. I understand
it. I think I speak for all the roster. We don't want to see you wreck this streak. This is a big streak. This is basically...
I'm the Floyd Mayweather of
You're the Cal Ripken of the 60-second snapcast. That's right.
Speaking of Ripken.
All right, from there, let's go. Let's talk a little bit about the NFL. What happened in week 7 as we head into week 8. Ladies and gentlemen, and we have to talk about it. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. This team, everybody and their dog picked them to go to the Super Bowl. Everyone and their dog said, hey, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback that's ever seen the field and blah, blah, blah. And this team, this offense can't be stopped. They lose again. And not only did they lose to Tennessee, which I could have saw happening, and I get that, but not the way they lost. They got dismantled. They got beaten up. They didn't have a chance. And I think I speak for everyone. When you're watching the Kansas City Chiefs, they might be down 14-0, 21, and you're like, okay, now watch. They're going to turn it into overtime. Right. And that didn't happen. And in fact, not only did it not happen, I don't think they can do it anymore. Every team's looking out for them. They know who they are now. They're going to get every defense's A game. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if Kansas City's even going to make the playoffs. Playoffs?
We just want to win a game. That and the Bears are who we thought they were. Probably the two greatest.
That was a good. That was a good.
From coaches.
Yes.
Mitch, you're not wrong here. You know, we touched, you know, and we just touched on it on the Monday Night Live show on the CJSW 90.9 FM,
yep.
Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Get on there.
Second Tuesday of every month.
Send us some money.
The program. They got some great stuff.
Good stuff.
It's really good. Yeah. So we touched on it, but we couldn't go into too much detail because of the format of the show. But look, when you see a team like this, Super Bowl champion 1 year, next year back in the final, third year off to a rocky start. We're Packers fans. We've seen this before. You know, there's a turnaround, you know, of some sort. But, and why I compare it to the Packers is because you got this all-star quarterback, potent offense, terrible defense that just gets by to win games, okay?
Yeah.
They're really a very similar type team, aren't they not, Mitch?
They are, 100% right? There.
But the thing is you say, okay, well, there's a turnaround coming. So what? But no, and it's not because they got crushed by such a wide margin and couldn't, I think they just ended up with a field goal, Mitch. Right? Or what? No, what was the final score?
They got a touchdown, but
they did. Okay. Yeah. So the thing is like there's no turnaround for this team for a couple reasons. They are on heavy tilt. They can't find ways to win the game. Everyone else has not figured them out, but understand that they got to play them now a certain way. And all the teams are getting better in that AFC. You know, we look at the NFC and it is star-studded. It is another year where the NFC is going to be hard to break through, but the AFC's got some other players. And when in that division, when you see what's happening, when a team like Las Vegas is leading the pack convincingly and playing great football.
And no head coach.
With no head coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a big problem. You got like, there's a lot of teams. You're now competing with Denver, which Denver's a team that can win any Sunday.
That's right.
That's not good news that you're down. You're basically neck and neck with the Denver Broncos. No, I'd be I would be stunned if they could find a way to turn it around, because everyone else is going to play great and get in there. You got Buffalo, you got Baltimore, you got the Raiders, you have the Chargers, you have the Colts are winning games here and there.
Yeah,
you know, like you got so many people in that division. And then you got the trump cards, like I say, like teams like the New England Patriots,
right,
are going to be in there to steal a game from you from time to time.
Sure, sure.
The Browns, I can't believe I didn't mention the Browns.
Yeah.
The Titans, they're competing with those teams, and they got to be on the winning side as the other guys go. You know what? My money, sorry, Soapy, but my money's on no.
Yeah, the AFC is a very competitive division now, where the NFC for years was kind of more or less the Wild West. It was up and down. Like, more teams were easier to pick out of there. I couldn't agree more. I don't know. I don't know. Is it, you know, a couple of weeks ago we said it's KC's defense. Yeah, but it's also, we thought, oh, okay, they'll just be shootout games. Well, their offense can't do anything right now.
Can't do anything.
You got Patrick Mahomes with 9 interceptions already in this league. Last year he had 7 all year, and he's already at 9. Tyreek Hill is not, you know, a lot of teams are saying, we're just going to play our guys further back. I mean, since they like the deep ball, we'll just stay further back. They've never had a run game, and not at all. That's kind of, I think, their biggest problem. And then Kelce, you know, they'll say, yeah, go ahead, catch a pass or two, and we'll do the rest. And and then that defense really can't stop anyone. I really think if I told you to do an out, I can hit you on an out against the Kansas City defense.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, you used to play a little ball.
Yeah, I played. Anyways, from there, let's get to a couple of games this week. I like a couple of them this week. It's Green Bay, Arizona. Two hot, hot teams. They start off Thursday night. That's your Thursday night thriller, baby. I like it heading into the Halloween weekend, by the way. Mm-hmm. I got to be honest with you. Nah, I'm not going to do it. Next up, I got a little Cincinnati, New York Jets.
What do you think? Who are you taking? Green Bay, Arizona? Are you taking Green Bay?
You know what? The line went from 3.5 to 6.5. Why? Because Devontae's got the COVID. Lazard's got the COVID. I got to take Zona, man. Respect to the Zona. They're at home too. Sorry, Green Bay. I love you guys, but you know what? I call a spade a spade.
Well, man, I'll tell you what. This will be, I got Arizona on this one too.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good game to see what a team like Green Bay can do, playing a little defense and running the ball.
Yeah. What else you got? I got Tennessee, Indianapolis. You like that game?
You know what? I really like that game, Mitch.
Oh, really?
That's a great game. And you know why? Because you look at the line, Mitch,
and
you see that a team like Indianapolis is -1.
Yeah.
Because they play in the rain.
Yeah.
And they can win in the rain.
Yeah.
And Carson Wentz is back.
Hey.
And hey, but everyone forgets, Mitch.
What's that?
That the Tennessee Titans also have come off a win against this Kansas City Chiefs. So guess what? When you're staring at Indianapolis at a -1 and you're looking at a team that can play in the rain, well, guess what? I'm singing in the rain, singing praises of the Tennessee Titans as the money-making matchup of the week.
Wow.
That's right.
There
Here's
it
what
is.
I want you to do. You think you invested in Bitcoin because it was some smart idea? Yeah, no. You pull that cash out. You understand what I'm saying? You go into your mom's sock drawer. You sleep at your parents' house and get pancakes.
Yeah.
You do whatever it is that you have to game. To make money for the money-making matchup.
Put it all on. Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Doesn't that scare you a little bit? Aren't you worried? Like, why is that only one?
No, man,
what is happening? Is this a trap game? But it's not. It's the money-making game. From there, you know what? I looked at the games. I said, which one? Which one gets the praise? I looked at the Tampa Bay, New Orleans.
Ooh.
And I said, 5.5 in New Orleans. Tommy, you're looking too good. Almost too good. I'm not doing it. Then I saw Dallas versus Minnesota, and everyone knows how much I hate Minnesota, and it's Dallas -1.5. But I didn't do that one either. You know why? Because you sneaky little guys, you both had a bye week last week, and I don't trust either one of you off the bye. Because you guys got crazy.
Touché.
But what do I do trust? I trust a team that's got this combination. And this combination is getting so good. And this game is so out of whack because Dimitri called it earlier. The Jets bring on Falco, but it's the Cincinnati Bengals as my five-star pick of the week, Chase Burroughs, Cincinnati. They've had a huge game against the Ravens last week. Now lead the AFC South, maybe the toughest division, but now they are going to spread themselves. Now is the time they take that big leap. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Cincinnati. It's 10.5. Give me 14. Why not? I'm bored. It's going to be a beating. Boom. 5-star pick of the week.
You know what? You're absolutely right, and I feel bad that I left these guys out from the you know, when I was doing the roll call there in the AFC.
Hey, don't be sorry. You know why? Because no one expected it. I like the white jerseys.
I like the white
way jerseys. Better than
more the white, less orange.
Yes. What did I tell you? Yeah, I'm telling you. You did. Yeah. You said it right there. All right. From there, we go to the segment that really probably brought us accolades. It's rapid banter.
It is. It's a good banter.
It's a good banter. It's a
great banter.
Deshaun Watson is either going to go to the Dolphins or Carolina. Where should he go?
Dolphins.
Dolphins. Mattress Mac took 55 nuns to the World Series. Is this God's team or is this just a ploy?
Hey, it doesn't matter. Give me one of those Tempur-Pedics and I'll be fine.
Mike Tomlin has been speculating about going to the USC Trojans, Pittsburgh, or Southern California.
Hey, college is not for Roethlisberger anymore.
Colorado man is suing a dating site as he paid $9,000 in services and couldn't get one woman. Is he justified?
No, he's the problem.
You know what? Seriously.
Yeah, if you're going nine grand.
Could be a problem.
There's other ways to spend $9,000.
There's a lot of other. Exactly.
That's like 90 times.
Where do you go? Well, anyways. So I'm sure you saw this the other day. A Buck fan got the ball that Tom Brady threw his 600 pass. Right. He gave it back. It was found out after that that ball might have been worth around $500,000. Here's the thing. They turned around. They said, hey, we're going to do you good. Two jerseys signed and a helmet signed by Mr. Brady. One signed jersey from Mike Evans, who gave the ball away. One game-worn cleats by Mike Evans. $1,000 in merchandise. Two season tickets for 2021 and one Bitcoin. Was that enough?
No. Dinner.
Dinner.
You got to
dinner with Brady.
Dinner with Brady.
Or dinner at Brady's house with Giselle.
Don't mess with me.
I'm just saying.
Don't mess with me.
I wonder, what do you think she cooks? What do you think she cooks?
You know what? Probably vegan.
Probably vegan. Yeah. Charlie Morton is a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. Yesterday, while he's pitching, broke his femur while he's pitching. Still struck out two more guys after the fact. Is this just more justification that there is juice in baseball?
Yeah. If that doesn't prove it, I don't know what else will. How do you break the femur when you throw the pitch?
It's power. It's torque.
Technique.
A lot of torque.
Lack of technique.
Lack of torque.
Yeah, it can hurt you. Like wearing a harness. Careful.
All right, well, last one. If a woman was left with a $3,100 bill when she went on a blind date, why? The date refused to pay because she brought 23 of her family members to the date. Fair, or be a gentleman and pay the bill.
Yeah, that's why you don't date Greeks.
It's so true. That girl was Greek, wasn't she? She was Greek.
That's so
100%. Bad. There it is. That's right. No,
you got a stiff. Yeah. I'm glad. Good job.
Hey. From there, we go to the segment that made us popular, brought us where we are today. And you know what? Dimitri suggested I change the name. I'm not doing it. It's Magar Malacca. Here we go. I'm not doing it. At the beginning of the segment, Dimitri told you all about his tailgating ways, but we didn't actually hear a lot about the actual tailgate. Why? Because, you know, it was cold. It was a frigid night, if you will. But the reality is the Americans do it well. They do two things well, Thanksgiving and tailgating. So here are the rules. It's tailgating 101 MAGA Malacca style.
Okay. Ready?
Here we go. Dress in team colors, MAGA or Malacca?
MAGA. I like it.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Support the team.
Plan a menu, MAGA or Malacca?
Malacca if it's too much of a menu.
Too much. I mean, what are you going to do? Parmesan? It's hot dogs, chili.
That's it. You're washing it down with beers.
Yeah, exactly. Make a list of items and games to do.
Malacca.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this isn't a kid's birthday.
Yeah. Here, I'll give it to you. Drink, more drink, and cornhole. Done.
That's it.
That's all you got to do. Yeah, and do it again. Drink, eat, cornhole.
That's it.
That's all you got to do. MAGA. Or Malacca and planning out some other weird thing.
That's right.
Plan to arrive 3 or 4 hours early. MAGA or Malacca?
Only if they show up.
Yeah.
But if they don't, go to a steakhouse.
Yeah. Near you.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick.
Find a good spot.
MAGA. Oh, MAGA. But what is a good spot? We gotta clarify that.
Right.
It's not the spot closest to the doors, Mitch.
Right.
It's the spot closest to the outhouse.
Right.
Washrooms. That's what counts for your drinking beer.
Vital.
Not exactly. Who cares where else you are.
What about flying a flag?
I'm going to go Malacca. It's a good intention thing, but you're just blocking the view of everyone else, and you're forcing them to get involved.
True. Yeah, and then you're telling everyone where you are.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Decorating. I mean, you are kind of setting up like a campsite to some degree.
I got
to
go MAGA.
Yeah, put out some flowers. Okay, you know.
I'm okay with that. It's like, hey, if you're going to do if you got time to put a pumpkin and a ghost in front of your house,
yeah,
you could spruce up your tailgate.
How about having the food ready 1 hour prior to game time?
No, earlier.
Earlier.
Sorry.
No. Malacca.
That's Malacca, Mitch. Too close.
Because
then you get game time burps.
That's true.
You don't want that.
What about this one? Leaving your area clean, MAGA or Malacca?
Not care less people that are getting paid to do it.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's rude. That's just
no,
rude.
It's creating
that's
jobs, just,
that's,
Mitch.
Well, that's
it's creating jobs.
Maybe it was just the way you said it. I don't know. I'm just saying. I didn't like it. How about this one? Second last one. Meeting your neighbors. So you're tailgating and maybe the neighbors next door you should say hello.
You got to get in spirit.
Sharing an area.
I say MAGA.
MAGA. Yeah. Last one. Busting through flame tables.
Malacca. You can't. You're there to actually watch the game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There it is. MAGA Malacca tailgating. We just give you all the inside on the inside.
That's it. And then when you're done, guess what? You get your dad to pick you up with your mom present. You stay over at the house and you get some pancakes.
That's not bad.
And you're 38 and you don't care.
Nope.
Because you just don't care. Because who won at the end of the day? This guy. You want to talk about money-making matchups? It's called my parents' house.
That's right.
Well done. I'm the winner. Look, speaking of running out of time, unfortunately, we run out of the time on the show. But again, don't forget to follow us on our channels. At Sports Show YYC. That's how you get us on the social media channels. Also, if you just search The Sports Show, that's where you're going to find us on the Facebook. That's where you're going to find us on the YouTube. Please, guys, hit that subscribe button. We see the numbers slowly populating. We can't thank you enough for it.
Bing, 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 bing.
Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, this whole podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It is fantastic. And guess what?
What?
Maybe it's not in the name, but it's in the game. Episode 181, we got to shove in the locker because on this show,
right. The
sports show, we still hit the showers.
I love it.
See what I did?
I saw a tagline. Did you just create that?
Do you know?
I see that. Yeah. I see that. I liked it.
Do you rate it that?
Oh, we got to record. I saw what you did there. Real quick. Why would you want to do that? But you know what? Without knowing the full story, you think she might have mentioned it, or somehow did, but didn't mention it. Like said something like, "Hey, would you mind if I bring a couple of family members? They don't need to meet you."
No, what you do is you can bring the older brother, the older cousin, whatever, and like the send off, and basically like, "Hey, have a good night." Like,
it's my sister.
Make sure you have a good night, okay?
Yeah, exactly. You know? $3,100.
Yeah, that's
you know what rude. I think? I think this guy said something like, you know, I'm rich or I got something, blah, blah, blah.
No, I
feel like he might have said something. I'm not saying he was.
I'm telling you, she's Greek.
100% she's Greek.
If you want to be with me, my family's important.
Yeah.
And you have to.
And he's thinking, okay, great. Like, let's just go on one day.
Yeah, I'm going to go
have
over
a couple
the
drinks.
That,
you know,
Mitch,
blah, blah.
That's how it happened. Then he comes, and then this is why I applaud him. He's not stupid. He goes, okay, I'll fix you, all of you. Have the meal. Yeah, eat.
Oh, go eat. Absolutely.
Lobster. No problem.
Just going to use the bathroom. Yeah. Oh, is that John? Is that Gary from The Office? I'll be right back. I got to go say.
Oh, you're going to stiff me with it. So this is why the guy's a MAGA, right?
Yeah.
This is why the guy's a MAGA, because he's going in. He's willing to pay for one.
And he ate for free.
He ate for free, and he sniffed the family with the bill. So now, this is the best part.
Yeah.
The family's learning something about the family.
Right.
Because then you got the people like, oh, I forgot my wallet.
I forgot the wallet.
You said that he would.
So somebody popped the Visa, and the next day you're getting those calls. Hey, you owe me the money. I put the money down.
The customer you have reached is unavailable right now.
This just broke up a whole family.